Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
If you've seen me or seen a photo of me in the last 5 or so years, you've noticed that I shave my head and my face to the same length. And I do that because I'm about efficiency, as my job suggests. So it's just easier for me. I don't save a ton of money. It's just better all around. But the problem is I put it off. And I put it off for long periods of time. And it's not because I don't like doing it. And it's not because I don't like cleaning it up. It's mainly because when I do it, the little hairs get all over my body and they get into my towel after I take a shower. I try to wash everything off. I stay there as long as I can. After I shave, I rub my head, my face. So I try to get most of it off before I get in. And I get in, I try to wash and have the water hit every inch of my body. But it never works. There's always one or two stragglers, and that's all it takes. It only takes one or two to linger on my body, and they're extremely small. And it's fine until I put on pants and sometimes a t-shirt. And then that little one just flips up and gets stuck in the cotton and then just pokes me all day long. And it's just the most annoying little nag constantly. And I feel like there's a big metaphor for my life and even the path I've chosen. It's like these little nags that drive me crazy that I keep trying to solve. And this is one of the probably best metaphors for it, is these little hairs that just drive me insane. So my mission has been to get rid of these hairs and to try to figure out. I made a neck guard out of cardboard that just all the hair was supposed to fall into that thing. I've tried the one that you put under your face to shave and it goes on the wall, but then you have to reach around it and it doesn't really catch everything. I'm just trying to figure out how to reduce the cleanup, because the cleanup sucks, but that's really not the part that drives me the most crazy. I'm just trying to avoid getting it on my body. And I've just tried all these solutions and nothing's worked. I've tried just wearing all clothing and pants and socks and a bunch of stuff as I do it, which helps a little bit, but then you get in the shower, it just washes on your body. So I think I've finally found the solution, and I haven't implemented it yet, but I've tested it. I've done a prototype, and that's what this is about. Is kind of, I want to talk through some of the things I'm working on this podcast as well. And I think that might be an interesting insight for people to see, is how some solutions come to be and how they take time. But I think the key is air. And what I mean by that is I got one of those computer air things, and I was mainly using it for my workshop to spray the dust away really quickly. So when I have a mask on, I don't have to completely keep taking the mask off to blow it. And that defeats the purpose of the mask anyways, because I'm just blowing all that dust into my lungs anyways. But I took one of those and I used that to clean off all the hairs and then try to get it off off my body. But the issue is, A, you can only use it for 2 seconds at a time. And if you use it for an extended period, it just goes dead. And it says to not use it on skin. So that's not a long-term solution, but it did the job well, but you need to be very specific where it is. And I think it's just because there's not enough air pressure. So I'm thinking if I get an air compressor, that might be perfect. And then I can just, and then it'll, very heavy, strong PSI will blow it all off my body, and then I've solved essentially the problem. And then after I sweep up, I can spray it, and then that'll make sure none get on my feet and then into my pants. So I think this is the way to go. Now it's just figuring out which one to buy and when to buy it. Cause I mean, I think the one I need might be $100 or more. A $60 one might do it. I was hoping to just get one for like $20, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Cause I wanted to just, I really like it just to be able to sit on the counter or in like a drawer. I was going to get, you know, a big one. I need to get a big one anyways for my workshop, but I think having that sit in the bathroom isn't going to work, or I know myself. So if I get one, cause I need to get it anyways, but if I get it, then I'm going to have to, every time I want to cut my hair, I have to go out to the garage, lug it in. Then when I'm done, take it back out to the garage. And I just know that that's not solving the solution. Well, that's still going to be a resistance or a barrier to me sticking with cutting my hair. I'd like to do it every other day or more regularly than like once a week like I do. But again, I put it off because just dealing with getting those little hairs, my pants for the day, just makes me not want to do it. And then I like try to plan for, okay, when am I going to take a shower, and have to build it around that, which keeps me from shaving my head regularly. And I know that would still prevent me from doing it. So I need one that can sit on the counter or go under the sink. And then this will be a lifelong solution, I think. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. I'll do an update podcast once I get it to review the one I got and to let you know if it worked for other people that shave their heads or shave maybe even other parts of their bodies. But that's today's podcast. This one I recorded on my computer, which I'm really excited about because that's cutting down editing time and transferring time. And so now I can pump these out way more quickly. But on another note, subscribe to the podcast. And I'm releasing a new freebie on my website. It's organization origami, and I've designed these boxes that nest in one another, and you can get the printout to easily print out and know where to cut so they all are sized correctly. And it also teaches you to fold them, and I'll have a video coming out soon that I'm going to make. But for right now, the paper that you can print, and it's just on an 8x11 sheet of paper, really easy. Anyone can do it. You can buy different kinds of color paper. I got some like cool watercolor paper that makes them look really nice. So go get that free. Just share your email with me and you can have that and have fun. And then I share really funny emails. And if you don't laugh at the first four, then you get a 10% discount. So go check that out. And other than that, I will see you tomorrow.